You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to I'm Listening. This is a Frasier fan podcast hosted by me, Anita Flores. Every episode, I have a new special guest, and today is no different. I'm coming to you on location from Connecticut. I'm actually visiting my dad. And, we started talking about Frasier, and I realized, why hasn't he been on my podcast yet? So I would like to welcome to the podcast my dad, Daniel Flores. How are you, Daniel? Or excuse me, how are you, Dad?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Anita. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, it's the first time.
Do you know what a podcast is?
No, I don't.
What do you think a podcast is?
Must be something from part of a cell phone.
Well, in a way, that's true. Because a lot of people listen to podcasts on their cell phones.
Yeah.
But really, the way I would describe a podcast to you would be kind of like, because I know you like to listen to the radio a lot. Mm-hmm. You love the radio, yeah?
Yes, I do. I like very much the radio, especially shortwave radio.
And what is a shortwave radio?
Shortwave radio is a frequency that allows you to get in tune with stations from different countries of the world. So it's very interesting to me to listen to different languages, different point of views also.
That's right. And I really respect that about you. And you listen to podcasts. I remember when I was younger, I mean, you like to listen to podcasts that are in languages you don't necessarily speak, because you speak English, Spanish, and French.
Yes.
But sometimes I think you like to listen to other languages too.
Yes.
Like what languages?
Well, like Portuguese, Italian, German, Japanese.
Right. There's a lot to choose from with shortwave radio. But similarly, podcasts are kind of like radio shows you can listen to on your phone. And I won't necessarily try and describe it to you too much, but I would say it's a more updated version of listening to the radio. And what's great about podcasts is there are podcasts from all over the world. So depending on what kind of podcast you like, you can find one you like, subscribe to it. And mine, my podcast in particular, is about the show Frasier.
And
I think you've watched Frasier with me before, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. So I'm a big fan. I watched it a lot growing up, as you know, and then I started to watch it a lot on Netflix. So when did you watch Frasier? Do you watch it, via repeat now? Did you watch it when it was on? What's your history?
Well, I used to watch Frasier with Mom. Mm-hmm. And after that, you used to watch Frasier also. So I just follow Frasier. Definitely, Frasier is one of my favorite shows.
Similarly, I feel like you feel the same way about Seinfeld. Mm. Like, that's a show you'll watch, you know, kind of episodes here and there, and it's enjoyable. Who's your favorite character on Frasier?
Niles. Yes, Niles, my favorite.
And why is Niles your favorite character?
Well, Niles is very unpredictable because he spies the shows, usually. Niles.
He what the show?
He spices up the show. So he's very funny and made me laugh when he comes into the show.
Yeah. Now, I know you told me, listeners, if you don't know this, my dad is from Peru, from Lima, Peru. I know you told me that you would watch some American shows in Peru.
Yes.
Do you think, well, for one thing, what kind of shows did you watch in Peru that were American?
Father Elspeth, Mission Impossible, Maverick.
Three Stooges, right?
Three Stooges.
And you, I think you're a big fan of Three Stooges,
oh, yeah? I love Three Stooges. One of my favorite shows.
So do you think that Frasier is a show that would air in Peru?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if the show is air in Peru. I need to ask my relatives to see if the show is airs in Peru. Could be.
Do you think that the kind of humor that's on Frasier would translate to a Latin American audience, or, you know, especially in Peru?
I don't think so. I don't think so. The humor is very difficult to translate, but they will try the best, you know. I know the guy is funny, and Frasier and Niles, absolutely my stars.
Yes, they're quite a pair. What do you think of Frasier? I know you're a fan of Niles. What do you think of the character of Frasier?
Well, the character of Frasier is a very good character. She could be serious sometimes, Frasier, knowledge about things.
He.
But other times he's kind of silly, Frasier. He's an unpredictable character.
Very unpredictable. Do you think that Frasier and Niles, a.k.a. Kelsey Grammer and David Hyde Pierce, do you think that they look like brothers?
Could be.
So, since you had told me before that Niles is your favorite character, I decided to show you what I consider, because I know you haven't seen every single episode like me, so I had you watch my favorite Niles scene, which is from the beginning of an episode called Three Valentines. And that that scene you saw, Niles was getting ready for a date and he had to iron his pants and then he accidentally set the couch on fire. The one you just watched.
Yeah.
What did you think of that scene?
It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny. It's just, that's Niles, you know. He does things that are very unpredictable, but they are very funny.
That's true. Are you at all familiar with Frasier and his dad on the show, Martin?
No, not very familiar. Well, what kind of the relationship between?
Yeah, like, so Frasier lives in his apartment with his dad and his dog Eddie.
Right. Well, not. I don't know the details. I don't know the details, but I know just they have a dog. I know that. The dog, Eddie, right? No, the dog is Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know the details about the arrangements or anything like that.
Well, I mean, I bring it up because I'm a big fan of the relationship between Frasier and his dad, Martin. Because Frasier, it's unusual, I would say, it's an unusual arrangement, at least in American society, that Frasier lives with his dad. He lives with his dad, and he lives with the dog, and he lives with Daphne, the British woman who takes care of Martin because he needs help because he hurt his hip when he got shot.
He was shot?
In the show.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about it to me is I feel like in the United States, if you're, 45 and you're living with your dad, I feel like that raises more eyebrows. It's more questionable. But in Latin America, I feel like, would you say that kind of arrangement is more common?
Well, probably. A guy 45 years old living with her dad, it's not common, but maybe it's more common than here. Yeah, I would say in Peru. Yeah.
Because, well, I was just in Peru visiting our relatives. Mm-hmm. And it's very common to even like live either in the same house or like on a different floor where, like your nieces, my cousins who are sisters, mm-hmm. live in the same house on different floors. So I feel like a Frasier Martin situation would be more common in Latin America.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That will be very common in Latin America. That's true.
Yeah. And so sometimes I'm like, oh, but you and I are just like Frasier and Martin, but we're not, because you and I get along better. I don't know if you are familiar, you're not too familiar with sort of the relationship that Martin has with his son Frasier, but they kind of butt heads because they're so different. Oh. And I feel like you and I are actually pretty similar.
That's true. Yeah, I think we are. We have many things in common, very similar, right?
Such as, just before we started recording, you were eating a Hershey's candy bar that had Reese's Pieces in it. Would you say that your favorite candy is chocolate?
Yes, I would say that. Yeah, I like dark chocolate.
That's also the case for me. I'm a big chocolate fan.
Oh.
And I also think that I get my love of cookies from you. Oh. Is it true or false that you love cookies?
It's true. I love cookies. Yeah, I can't deny that.
What kind of cookies?
Well, I like vanilla cookies, chocolate cookies. Chocolate chips cookies, vanilla, peanut butter. Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are all good choices. Now, I tend to imagine, like, if my life could ever be like someone's life in a TV show. So sometimes I think I can imagine living with you in a really big apartment, like Frasier and Niles. Could you ever picture that?
You and I? Well, yeah, it could be. I think it's possible.
Well, I think, it sounds like, I think also, again, I do watch a lot of TV. So what Frasier and Martin live together and they have fights, but because it's a TV show, it always works out.
Right.
That, and so it might be harder in real life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, real life is different, because situations are different. And you never know what will be next. But the shows are shows, so they are, fixed to end in the same way, always amicable.
That's right. Do you have any other characters on the show that you like, or do you only really know the brothers?
Well, Martin, I like Martin, the father. I like the dog. That's it. The lady who works there is a lady.
Daphne?
Daphne, yeah, I like her.
She's British.
She's British, yeah, that's right. I can hear the accent.
That's right.
Like my accent.
You both have accents and you're both from different countries.
Yes.
She's from Manchester, England. You are from
Lima, Peru.
That's right. So, but you do have that in common, that you're both from different countries.
Yeah.
Did you know, do you know how many seasons of Frasier there are?
No, I don't.
Yes.
I don't, well, 10?
Very close, 11 seasons.
11 seasons.
Did you ever watch Cheers when it was on?
Yes. Yes, I used to watch Cheers. Not every time, but yeah, I'm familiar with Cheers.
And do you remember Frasier being on the show Cheers?
No, I don't.
Oh yeah, he was on.
He was on?
That's where Frasier started, as a character on Cheers, and then became a character on Frasier. So he's, if not the, or one of the longest running sitcom characters of all time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you've seen some of Cheers and you've seen some of Frasier. Would you say you like one of those shows better than the other?
Well, because I'm more familiar with Frasier. Yeah, I like Frasier better. I watch more continuously.
Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
That was the answer I was hoping you would give. All right. Well, it sounds like we've covered Niles. Okay. I think you're probably going to have to watch more episodes if you want to get to know the other characters.
Okay.
But you also don't have to. We can, you know, it sounds like your favorite characters are Niles and the dog. I can't really argue with those. Those are both really good choices. Niles, we have that in common. Niles is also my favorite character.
Yeah.
And Eddie, he's somewhere on the list. He's not my favorite. Yeah. Did you know that there were two dogs that played Eddie?
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
I believe the first dog was named Moose, but Moose passed away, and then there was a second Eddie.
Eddie. Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that.
Could you ever tell that there were two different dogs?
No. No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
All right. Well, somebody was doing their job then. That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, Dad. And
thank you.
Maybe you and I can watch another episode of Frasier later. What do you think?
Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Anything you want to plug?
A blog? Could you be more translated?
So, you know, for a second, I forgot that I was talking to my dad and not a comedian. Because when I say plug dad, I mean upcoming projects, you know, like comedy shows coming up. But it's, I forgot, I don't think you have anything you want to plug. Like a certain, you know, a show that you're going to be performing in, a movie you're going to be in, a novel you're writing.
No. I don't think so. I do my own performing privately.
What does that mean?
In the kitchen. Just
like what? Singing?
Singing.
You also paint.
Yes, I do. I paint. I paint since I was a kid. I like to paint very much. I like the colors, mix all the colors.
Yeah. So if you could do something, if there was something kind of you've never done before, like star in a movie or like write a novel or compete in the Olympics, what would be like a crazy thing that you would want to do?
I would like to dive in the ocean. I don't know how to swim very well. I think that's very important for a diver to know how to swim. But I like the ocean very much. Very, you know, I'm falling in love with the fish and all those beautiful scenes that you see underwater.
All right, so that's your plug. That if in another world, your plug would be, look out, world. I'm going to be in a diving competition.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dad, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you, listeners, for checking in. Until next time, good night, Seattle.